The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. I will get you back to your old-time radio programming as soon as I can. My name is Becky. You know, we started the daily briefing back in March of this year when our school closures and stay-at-home orders began. And as the spring progressed into summer, so too did our work to flatten the curve of infection progress as well. And as Pierce County moved into phase two of reopening, Sam and I went back to work. He at building out the broadcast studio for this station, albeit very, very socially distantly with very few folks on site. And then I, as a public school educator working remotely, we moved to a 3-day per week live broadcast with replays on alternating days. But new guidelines have been issued and COVID cases are surging locally and across our state and nationally. And so Sam and I find that circumstances warrant a return to a truly daily briefing. So we will be bringing you the daily briefing at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday and with replays at 6 p.m. Every day from now on. You can also find all of our daily briefings at daily.ktqa.org. That's online. In the spring and summer, when we had interviews as well, you can hear all of those. You can read any of the daily briefings and bulletins as well, where there are links to all the things that we are referencing. But I'm very glad that you are here with me at 3:08 p.m. on this Tuesday, November 17th. You know, you can always, as I said, call us at 253-330-8821 or email us daily at ktqa.org if you've got suggestions or questions or missed something. We are just happy to be bringing you this service. It's resources and updates related to our COVID-19 pandemic, related to our new way of doing things, staying together separately through the magic of the internet and radio. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and the state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. You can even get interpreters in other languages by pressing pound when they answer and saying your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting coronavirus to 211211 in any language, and dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. A lot of us are experiencing that at this time, and the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. If you call Washington Listens, you can just ask for a listening ear or referrals to mental and behavioral health services in your area. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. Our state-level news that I shared with us all yesterday, I'm going to repeat some of it because it is the new guidelines and restrictions and ways of doing things, at least for the next month or so in our state. Because over the weekend, the governor announced new and updated guidelines for economic and social activity in Washington in order to stem coronavirus transmission. At this time, indoor gatherings with anyone from outside one's household are prohibited unless all parties can quarantine for 2 weeks prior to gathering or for 7 days plus a negative COVID test no more than 48 hours prior to gathering. The governor has implored all Washingtonians to forego Thanksgiving gatherings unless all members of a party can quarantine immediately and faithfully for 2 weeks. Outdoor gatherings may have no more than 5 people at this time, and only outdoor visits are permitted at long-term care facilities except for in end-of-life circumstances. Retail, groceries, and personal services are limited statewide to 25% capacity. Religious services are also limited to 25% capacity or 200 people, whichever is less. And no musical ensemble performances or practices are allowed, including choirs. Soloists at religious services are okay, but no congregational singing is permitted. That's actually implemented based on science that came out of our state, where we had in the springtime, in March, before there were closures, we had an instance of congregational choir practice that ended up being studied by epidemiologists and determined to be a super spreader event where many people were infected because the nature of singing is something that facilitates the transmission of coronavirus. Wedding and funeral ceremonies may take place with limited attendance, but indoor receptions of any size are prohibited. Indoor gyms and fitness facilities must close, and youth and adult amateur sporting activities are limited to outdoors only with facial coverings. Cultural centers like bowling alleys, museums, indoor spaces at zoos, aquariums, and movie theaters must close. And after tonight, all indoor dining must cease. Takeout and outdoor dining with up to 5 people per table is still permitted. And in Pierce County, Restaurant Rally is going on, where with participating establishments, you can get 30% off your tab, and participating establishments will be receiving funds that have been dispersed through the county. These restrictions will remain in effect until Monday, December 14th, at the very least. All K-12 education, higher education, childcare, courts, and court-related proceedings are not affected by any of these new restrictions, and that may continue. All of those establishments may continue operations under previous safety guidance. Washingtonians, meanwhile, are strongly urged to recommit to preventative measures, including severely restricting interacting with anyone outside one's household, masking whenever interacting with anyone from outside one's household for any period of time, and washing your hands. The Washington Department of Emergency Management is asking the public to only buy what you need when shopping for food and household items at grocery stores. The department states that supply chains will remain healthy if we all buy only what we need. And all shoppers are asked to please respect grocery store limitations on supplies and plan ahead. Wear masks, maintaining social distancing in stores, and staying patient with hardworking employees who are just trying to do their jobs. And today, Governor Inslee announced Dr. Umair Shah as the new Secretary of State Department of Health. He replaces outgoing Health Secretary Dr. John Weissman, who had delayed his retirement in order to assist with the pandemic. Dr. Shah comes from Harris County, Texas, which is the third largest county in the nation. We have some regional updates to offer today. Many hospitals in our region have increased visitor policy restrictions. At CHI Franciscan acute care hospitals, visitors are allowed only in very limited circumstances, such as at births or end-of-life care. Facilities in the multi-care system are now only allowing 2 consistent visitors for NICU and pediatric patients, and patients in labor and delivery, and patients who need caregivers for safety reasons. Visitors are also allowed for patients at end-of-life. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has been granted use of federal funds through the county to develop a multimedia marketing campaign to promote coronavirus testing focused on 2 demographics. Those include young men aged 18 to 24 and mothers of 10 to 19-year-olds. Young men are statistically more likely to engage in risky behavior and are among the least likely to get preventative health screenings. Pierce County residents in the 20 to 39 age group comprise 27% of the population, but actually are overrepresented in the percentage of positive COVID cases. And residents age 0 to 19 had the fastest growing infection rate in recent weeks in our county. Here in Tacoma, free flu vaccines for adults are available at tomorrow at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's parking lot located at 3629 South D Street, between 5 a.m. and 1 p.m. Flu vaccines are especially encouraged at this time because nobody wants to get a double dose of flu and COVID. And with coronavirus cases surging, we are trying to maintain our hospital capacity. And so anything you can do to prevent illness apart from COVID is really important because that helps maintain capacity at our hospitals. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites throughout our region. For South King County locations, South King County is having some of the highest positive COVID case rates in our state right now. You can go to kingcounty.gov. There are Monday through Friday testing sites throughout South King County, including the Aquatic Center in Federal Way, and then Auburn and Renton have several locations as well. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. You can find a list of the regular clinics and doctor's offices offering those COVID-19 tests, but you can also see the mobile testing events for Pierce County. And this week's mobile testing events for the remainder of the week include tomorrow, November 18th, at the Asia Pacific Cultural Center in South Tacoma and at the University of Puget Sound in North Tacoma. On Thursday, November 19th, testing will take place at Centro Latino in Hilltop and at the Washington State Fairgrounds Blue Lot in Puyallup. That's also known as the Puyallup Fair. On Friday, November 20th, the Pierce County Health Department will be at Gig Harbor High School offering free tests. For all of these mobile testing events, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free. Tests are open to anyone. And testing is between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Results are reported to be available within 3 to 5 days. Well, that about does it for today's daily briefing. If there are any updates before the 6 p.m. hour, we will cut into our replay at 6 o'clock. But in the meantime, remember that you can always dial 311 to get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for any kind of referral services or statewide community resources. Our email address here is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. Stay healthy, stay safe, wash your hands, and stay separate, but together through the magic of radio.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.